This episode of TMS is brought to you by Squarespace.com and the new Squarespace 7. Learn more at squarespace.com/7. Integration with Getty Images, Google Apps, new templates, incredible new features like cover pages. All that and more can be found at squarespace.com, including a free trial where you guys can get 10% off your account by using the code MORNING after you decide to stay. And I think you will. That's squarespace.com and the offer code MORNING. Squarespace. Start here. Go anywhere. Coming up on TMS, the things our kids do in 2014.
That guy does not look like Guy.
Mouth kissing is really gross.
No, it's not. Woman set fire to her boyfriend's house with bacon.
Ooh, gross. Thor is the sexiest demigod alive.
Barry Manilow says goodbye one last time.
Therapy Thursday and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Life Boy gets skin cleaner.
Life Boy gets skin cleaner.
And the cleaner you get your skin, the surer you are of being fresh and attractive. So remember, Life Boy, with its purifying ingredient, gets skin cleaner, stops B.O. as no other leading soap can.
That phone call you just made was a trick.
The Morning Stream. 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 The Morning Stream.
This is The Morning Stream. We're gonna need a new plan.
Right back into the saddle, everybody. Right back in. Don't settle for less.
It's like we never left.
It's as if this just keeps going. Yesterday, a guy on Twitter goes, "Hey, I had a 2-year hiatus from your show. I'm so glad it's still going. Now I'm listening again."
Oh,
I'm
thinking, from TMS?
Yeah. I'm thinking 2 years, dude.
Wow.
That's a lot of content. Like, add that up. That adds
totally
up to
is, yeah.
Many.
I mean, what we were at 716, 717?
Something like that. 718, yeah. 719 as of yesterday, I think.
Wow.
You know what? Let's just check. This is just a fun thing to do in the podcasting world. It's
a number we never really pay attention to.
Yeah. We like to fixate. Oh, here we go. Yeah, 719 episodes of this show. 720 if you count today.
Wow.
721 if you count tonight. Good Lord.
What if we count Monday, too?
At 722. I can just keep going. Anyway, welcome to the
math.
The way you said it, it was appropriate. Math.
Yeah. Math, everybody.
Hey, welcome to the show. It's Thursday, November 20th, 2014. I'm Scott. That's Brian.
Hello.
Hello. And it is 8:05 a.m. Mountain Time Zone, the only time zone that matters. You guys know that. Come on, I have to tell you. And we're here to do it again. So... blood test today. I got to go in for that. Here's the thing. They say that sometimes people drink the dye for that scan I got to have.
Mm-hmm.
And again, folks, don't get all worried. This is a follow-up. This isn't a, oh no, we think something's wrong with Scott thing. It's not that. It's a follow-up from the thing last January. It's just a smart thing to go in there and check stuff out. Mm-hmm. They're going to do a CT scan, but for whatever reason, this time they think it's important I drink the dye that shows that creates a bunch of contrast in your guts. And I've never had that before, right? So right. She says, "You got to come in here for a blood test." I go, "Why? What the blood test?" I may have mentioned that yesterday.
What with the what? Yeah. What the?
I said, "Hey, lady, what with the blood test?" And she says, "Just come down and get the blood test." No, she says, "Just come get the blood test because we need to make sure your kidneys can handle the dye." Now, I am no medical professional, but can you tell me, I mean, does it make any logical sense to you that dye that's supposed to go down into my grumbly guts down there?
Yeah, right.
I guess the kidney processes some of it because why else would they say this? But how does a blood test tell if the dye is going to give me a problem with my kidneys or not? Where I'm not having a problem at all.
Isn't the thing that... if it's going to give you problems with your kidneys, the test will also cause problems with your kidneys. Like, that's like saying, instead of using this crash test dummy, we're going to go ahead and put people in the car and run it into the wall at 40 miles an hour because we want to see how people, you know, how it's going to react with people to protect them.
We hope they don't die, but we'll go ahead and put them in.
It seems like, you know, is there something else they can do a test to make sure that it's going to be compatible with your kidneys?
That's an entirely... good point. I just don't understand how the blood test can tell. Like, what does the blood test come back as? Because it's before the dye. So does it come back and go, "Hey,
blood test here. We're just, we want to let you know everything's going to be good with anything you want to put in there.
I mean, I don't get how this tells them anything, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm
no professional. I don't know what's happening. Apparently, touching your testicles and saying turning cough is a thing that people still do, and somehow that tells you something. So I don't even know what that's supposed to be. What does that do? How do you know that works?
That's just supposed to get a rise out of the doctor. He's really distracting you while the nurse goes through your wallet.
Oh.
That's why he says turn your head. That's when the nurse sneaks in.
Yeah.
And he or she is going through. Well, let's see. What do we got? Oh, hey, look at this. Oh, a Starbucks card. Let's go run that out real quick.
I'll bet he's only got one more crappuccino before I got a free one.
It's a freebie.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all happening shortly after this show we're doing. So I'll let you know.
Yeah, while you're doing that, I'll be going to the dentist.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What are you having done?
Just for routine cleaning. Just a little visit with Rebecca where she tries to put both hands and 14 tools in my mouth at the same time.
And talk to you, which is great.
And talk to me. Yes.
Yeah. My dental hygienist always has a tale to tell. And I can never answer back. And she asked me questions like, I mean, I realize this is like a stereotypic Bill Cosby routine to even talk about dental visits in this way. But I swear this still happens. You go, they pin you down, they get all this stuff in your mouth. And then she says things like, oh, my two-year-old, she's the this and the that. What were your kids like when they were two? I can't say exactly. Anything.
Yes or no question. Something that I can just whack the arm of the chair. One whack for yes, two whacks for no.
Yep, that's right. Hey, do you have, when you go to the dentist, do they do the big circular stand in the middle scanner thing to you? Do they have that at your dentist?
No, like for x-rays?
Yeah. So the one I go to now... they're pretty high tech. Every time I go in there, they got, hey, we got new gigabit bits that does the thingamajigger. And it's always fancy. Like, they've got a replicator there. This is the coolest thing ever. Like, even before 3D printing was really taken off and stuff the way it is now, I mean, it's still kind of small industry.
It's burgeoning.
Yeah, it's burgeoning. Very good. Perfect word. Nice job. Yeah. It's burgeoning.
Yes.
I go into the dental office and they go, all right, we're going to build you a tooth today. And I went, this is for my old cap, right? And I went, oh, that sounds neat. Don't you just take an impression? You just take an impression of it and you send it off to a lab somewhere, right? And he goes, oh, no, watch this. And he sits me down and he pulls out the scanner wand thing and goes in my mouth. And I can see the screen. He's looking at the screen, too. He's got this wand in my mouth and he's moving it around. And on the screen, I slowly start to see my tooth being 3D modeled in real time.
3D scanned.
Yeah. So it's actually being a model, not a photo, a model of it. And then as soon as it's done, he starts rotating it around like you would like in 3D Studio or Maya or something. And he's looking at it and he's touching it up like kind of a Wacom style with his pen.
Right.
And he's tightening it up and he builds the cap in real time while I'm watching him like in 10 minutes. And then he goes, all right, I'll be right back, and hits some kind of button, goes in the other room and he goes, hey, Scott, you may want to come see this. So I went in the other room. This little machine with a big clear top on it, and inside of there are these two laser-looking things and a bunch of water pumping through all the time, and then in the middle, on a spindle, a little white cube. Okay. And he hits go. And the little hands start going around it, like all robot-style,
really?
Like science fiction.
That's totally cool. And so it made a tooth. It out of that cube as opposed to like a 3D printer where it builds it up.
Yeah, it blew my mind. It built a tooth right in front of my eyes, then maybe 10 minutes later, it's in my mouth and I went home. Like, what kind of mad science is this? So anyway, what was my point? Oh, they have a scanner. So instead of sitting there putting the big giant lead thing on your chest and having the lady walk out of the room, because clearly this must be super safe to take, you know, x-rays of your face, they have you stand now. We have two little footmarks and you stand and this thing rotates around you as if it's some kind of dystopic futuristic scanner that's trying to tell whether you're one of the good people or not in Logan's Run.
Right.
And it just starts spinning around your head going bzz, bzz, jgeet, 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 and doing all this stuff, and everybody can walk around and be around it, and that gave him like full 3D like skull shots. It was awesome.
Anyway, that's so cool.
Yeah, my dentist is a freak. He loves that. I swear he probably lives in a moderate little house, has a moderate little car, because he spends all of his profits on like high-tech dentistry. It's crazy. Anyway.
See, your dentist is I was going to say he's from the future. He's probably from the current, and my dentist is just from the past.
Yeah. Well, it's the future of today, tomorrow today is what it is, or something like that. But anyway, good luck with that. I hope it all goes well, and you know, she doesn't hit that one little sensitive spot like you told me about with her flossing and her whatnot.
Oh, God. Yeah, she will. I know she will. Although I've been using Crest Sensi strips.
Oh.
So we'll see if I've done enough protection to that exposed nerve that that we don't have a problem. By the way, this is also the dentist that that has the big Dell monitor right above my face.
Oh, yeah.
So I can watch whatever DVD I bring.
Oh, you
no
bring
Blu-rays
your,
yet.
You bring your own, huh?
I bring my own. They have like they have their own collection of National Geographic videos and skiing. You know, like a Warren Miller ski movie. You know, it's just like people going off of jumps in slow motion for 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
People love those.
They really do.
Yeah. I don't, but they do.
Not me. 2 minutes of that, like, okay, I'm good. Oh, it looks like the same guy doing the same thing, except now he's wearing a blue outfit.
Yeah. And the last time I was in there for a long time, it was the well, they just put on the Discovery Channel, and it was in the middle of another Deadliest Catch marathon, which I'm pretty sure just is all day on that channel. Nice. I don't think they do anything else, but
no, that's, unless it's Shark Week and then they switch it over.
Do you think those Fisher guys are just like rolling in the TV money and don't give two shits about how much crab they caught this year? Do you think that's how it goes
probably
now?
Probably. Yeah, I'll bet you they are. I mean, they, you know, them and the Ice Road Truckers.
Yeah.
They're probably like, well, I really don't need to haul anything, but I did sign this contract saying that I would still haul stuff across the world's most dangerous road.
Right. Them and like even like the Pawn Star guys, they're never in there. You know, right. I went there. There's nobody there. It's a big, it's a museum. Yeah. It's not even a working pawn shop anymore.
Exactly. No, they come in when they have to come in. I'm sure that Walt and Brian and Mike Zapsik and Ming don't show up at the secret stash.
Yeah, good
24
point.
Hours a day. It's, you know, they have the B team in there working. Oh, you brought in a Amigo Riddler doll. All right. Well, we'll call Walt in for this one.
And he comes out of his room filled with virgins and whatever he's got in there. Yeah.
A woman fanning him with a
wonderful
part of a fern.
Yeah. I'm way behind on that show. I felt like it was a pattern though. I was kind of
it really is,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean as much as I got
for us.
Yeah.
Well, it's something really impressive. I think you're gonna like it.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you looking for? $300? Oh, I can't go $300. I'll give you $150 for it. How about $200? How about $175? Okay.
Dude, you just spoiled the whole season in one shot.
That right there is Comic Book Man in a nutshell.
Except Brian Johnson somewhere in the back going. Rah, 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 rah. And then, yeah, it's
Ryan Johnson is the best part of that show.
No, he totally is. And it's
really
great.
Is.
He's
and
also the combination of our names, which is great.
He is. Exactly.
Think about that.
I know. He's like if you got into one teleporter, Seth Brundle style, and I got into the other one.
Yeah.
That'd Ryan be all right. Johnson would be what comes out in the third.
Unless there was a fly in there by accident, and then we're all screwed. Hey, check this out.
Then you get Ming.
Yeah, then you get Ming Chen. Hey, look at this. Guy Fieri, speaking of reality shows where, you know, there's that guy probably makes more money just showing up at your diner than anybody makes doing anything else. He's got a certain style and look to him. You either love Guy Fieri or you hate him. And that channel has basically become the Guy Fieri channel. I don't know why Food Network has done this. They've literally turned the Food Network into the Guy Fieri time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happened there. I understand if you find a good draw, you kind of build on that. But at what point did they go, forget about all these cooking shows, forget about all these interesting like Good Eats things and all this other stuff. We are sidelining it all or pushing it all way to the back burner or making it very insignificant compared to Blondie here, who's going to go around and eat a bunch of big fat food around the country. And that's basically that channel now. So that Food Network has gone a weird way, in my opinion. But forget about all that, Brian. We're talking about the man and the way he looks.
Right.
I want you to look at this link. Okay, I put it in
he's
the show.
Like, he's like one of those trucks. I'm full of the analogies today. He's like one of those trucks that you get behind on the road that has every accessory, silver naked lady mud flap template thing over the rear lights that say Dodge.
Yep. Fuzzy dice hanging in the mirror.
Right. Rubber testicles hanging from the trailer hitch, all that stuff.
All that stuff, a chain that someone took a chain and made a steering wheel out of it, like all those things.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
If you look at that photo of him, what's great on that link is somebody has gone in and they have made him look like what he would look like if he didn't look like he does. I mean,
that's crazy.
Normal hair, normal facial hair. They kept the mustache, but they got rid of that goat. And if you go down on that image, like, I love this like scan over it thing they have down there.
Right, the little slider deal.
That is the most average looking dude in the history of the world. Like, really, that's just a dude you'd see somewhere, but it's dead on. I mean, that's him.
That's hilarious. Like, what made them decide that to give him the that hairstyle?
I don't know. I mean, it's pretty standard, I guess. Like,
yeah.
I'm trying to think if it's, I mean, I don't know. I don't know why they picked that one, but that just goes to show I could do something right now to really change my look if I wanted to.
You know, and that's funny. And that's the, my big complaint about him is that, you know, he overdoes it. He says, yeah. All right, I think I'll do the, let's do the sculpted facial hair. Oh, you know what? I think I'll do, dye my hair really bright. Oh, let's also spike it up. Hey, I need earrings. Oh, I need, a sunglass holder that goes around my neck. It's almost like he's saying he's just not enough.
Yeah.
But when you do strip away all that stuff,
he's just a schmo like us.
He's a schmo.
Just
a
schmo.
I think I'm glad he's got all that stuff.
I mean, it makes me realize.
He may not be the Guy Fieri that I want, but apparently he's the Guy Fieri that I need.
Yeah. I mean, I could sit and talk to that second guy. You know, I could sit and have a conversation with him. He and I could get along, I think. But that first guy, I don't know about that.
He looks like a chubby Simon Cowell with a mustache.
Oh, my gosh. Now you've said it. I can't unsee it. It's a yes from me. Wow. Fantastic. All right. Well, enough fun. Enough fun for now. Now it's time to call Daryl. That's not to imply Daryl isn't fun.
Yeah. Right? Enough fun. Let's call Daryl.
Yeah. I don't want to throw everyone for a loop here. But here he comes. Here he is. Join us now for Stump a Trek Nerd, and it's brought to you by
The Hero Movie Podcast, the best source of superhero movie discussion in the multiverse. Each week, Adam Portress, thank you for putting the spelling of your name, or the pronunciation of your name, Sean Kanan, and Bruce
Leslie.
All right, let's say Sean Kanan and Bruce Leslie talk exclusively about the only movies that matter, superhero movies. From reviews to news to how every movie ever made can be related back to Sylvester Stallone. I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
Hero Movie Podcast has it all. Find it at heromoviepodcast.com or simply Hero Movie Podcast wherever you find podcasts.
That's right. Daryl, are you there?
I am.
Good to have you amongst us. Are you chipper now? You've had some caffeine and sugar, like your Twitter said this morning?
No, I'm trying a mad experiment to see if I live.
Oh, wow.
Without that stuff.
Oh, if you can not have it and be okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Shakes yet?
No.
No.
I'm still too tired.
You're not seeing things. You're not like, you know, looking like opening your eyes and you thought you saw a little green man across the way. Nothing like that.
Not yet.
Well, time will tell, buddy. Well, I'm glad that you're doing this mad experiment so we don't have to, and perhaps we can all learn from it. So let us know how it goes.
That stuff anyway.
Well, I've done the whole drop sugar thing before. Lately, I'm kind of more moderate with it. I'll have some here and there. Like, I'll have a, you know, if you present me with a Milky Way bar, well, I'm going to eat it.
Yeah.
Because it is the greatest candy bar known to man.
But only if it's fun size.
Oh, I'll eat a big one, dude. I have no problem eating a big one. You know what's funny? Right when you said that, every once in a while, you know how I have these fake lenses in my eyes, right?
Yeah.
And I got this new ceiling in here, and it's corrugated steel, and it's very reflective. We may have created a monster, because every once in a while, if my eye just shifts that lens just right, all of these lights hit it at the same time, and it's like a disco in my head. Like, just lights go blah all over the inside of my brain. It's the weirdest thing. I wish I could describe it. It's not scary or bad. It's just weird.
Huh.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, well, it's because I've told you, like, certain windows, like, if there's a window just off to the side, ever since I got these implants, you can the light will hit it just right and will just explode in my head. It's kind of like when somebody has their phone in the car or something and the sun hits it, and then that and reflection hits you.
Yes.
It's like that, but just imagine like a fire show, just like just all in your head.
Weird.
Every time those lenses get hit with a weird angle. Yeah, it's really strange. Anyway, Sorry, I just noticed that and I wanted to share it. Daryl, let's get to your damn question here for a Stump a Trek Nerd. And good luck on your thing. I think that's a good thing to do. Those are things you could do with less of. Doesn't mean you can't be moderate and have it here and there, but you know, I know some people, if they don't have like 40 pounds of caffeine is what I meant to say. Caffeine per day, then they can't function. And I think it's good to get off the hard stuff.
That was kind of me, and I thought, oh, maybe that's not a good thing to be doing.
Yeah, it seems like you want to be the master of your domain in the parlance of 90s era sitcoms. So here's your question about Star Trek, because that's what you do. You answer hard questions about Star Trek, and this is what it is. We have a clip to play. I'm going to play it now. What episode does this come from? Right here.
You can see the alarm lights flashing from there, McCoy. Why didn't you tell me?
Finally finished physical on you, didn't I? What am I, a doctor or a moon shuttle conductor?
I jumped every time a light came on around here. I'd end up talking to myself.
Ooh, you know what that implies? That there was a moon shuttle at one point. That people were shuttling to the moon. I like that.
Back and forth.
Mm-hmm. A little commute. I wonder if podcasts are good for moon commuters. Moon cuters. You like that? Moon cuters. Got it? Is that pretty good? You like that? Moon All right. Cuters. Moving back moon to cuters. Here. You like commuters? So, Daryl, what the hell am I doing here? Here's your answers. Here's your possible answers, A through D. Okay, and you can choose from one of these. I don't know if you've ever done this before, but this is how this works. You choose from one of the following possibilities.
Ooh.
A, I know, right? A, for the world is hollow.
No, it's not.
All right.
Oh, wait, I shouldn't do this.
No, you can do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want.
You can do whatever you want.
That was obviously not the
one. All right, that's not it. So, for the world is hollow and I have touched the sky is not the one, you say. B, the Corbomite maneuver. Manure. Mm-hmm. C, the immunity syndrome, or D, Operation Annihilate. That really is the title of an episode.
I was just going to ask the same question.
Yeah, that's the one with the flying pizzas.
Oh, gosh. Star Trek is sometimes very dumb. Sometimes very dumb. All right, let's, while you stew on that, we actually have something to do today for this part of the show.
Are you hungry?
Aren't you hungry?
Bunch of foodie.
Sent to us from Brian, remind me, the popcorn guy is who?
Matthew Bach.
Oh, I think did he send a letter or just a box?
He sent a box and a letter. A box containing a bag.
Oh, here it is.
And a letter.
I see the letter. The letter says, "Hi, Scott and Brian and Daryl. I was the one who sent you the last big box of popcorn. This batch is from another local place. I hope you like them. Should be four flavors. Jalapeno cheddar, banana split, cranberry cream, and golden, which has Rolos in it."
Whoa.
Which are basically... look, if a Milky Way took a crap, it would be a Rolo. That's what those are.
Milky Way is like whipped chocolate, isn't it?
Yeah, well, no,
Rolo's,
it's
caramel.
No, it's caramel and chocolate in there. And,
oh, you know, I'm thinking Three Musketeers.
Yeah, you get your nougat straight, buddy. Punk Gopherd 76 is what he goes by in the tadpool when he's there.
And if you look at the bottom of the page, you can see this is page one.
Oh,
yes.
I'm peaked. My interest
and
is peaked.
Mine is page one as well.
I think we go for the, I don't know. Who? Someone pick.
I would say, here's my recommendation. When you smell the contents of this bag, do you smell anything but jalapeno cheddar?
I smell like a tinge of sweet, but I mostly smell the cheddar, or the jalapeno
cheddar.
So
let's do the jalapeno cheddar.
Okay.
Get that out of the bag. Let it dissipate over the weekend, and then on Monday we'll be able to smell other flavors.
Fair enough. I think it's a good idea. How hot is this, do you think? You think it's super hot?
No, probably not.
Oof. Definitely smells of it. Okay, I'm going to take one of the white and one of the orange, assuming that those are the two flavors, really.
That would be the
see?
The recommended.
I'm trying to find the right one.
It's white and yellow.
Oh, okay. I hope this
and up
is the
near
right
the
one.
Up near the twisty tie on the top, it says jalapeno.
Look at me, white and yellow.
My label fell off.
Hey, we should mention the name of this place, and I would just like to mention it because it's amazing.
Yes, you do need to.
It's We Be Poppin' Gourmet Popcorn. We Be Poppin'. You can learn more at webepoppin.com.
Just the letter B, although, or you could call it Web Poppin'.
Web Poppin'.
Yeah.
Poppin'. No, whatever. So let's go ahead and do it. Here we go. Let's see if this shows up in their fancy CT scan.
Oh, no, I don't want to have this.
Mr. Johnson, you're fine, but we found a giant piece of rotting popcorn down there. What happened? Actually, pretty good.
No, not spicy at all. Tasty.
It feels like it might be like it hits you at first and go, oh, this is going to go. No, it's fine. And it ends kind of mild.
Yeah, the volume doesn't get turned up really loud, which is good.
Their slogan is mix and match, eat and enjoy. Isn't that also Match.com's slogan?
I was going to say it's almost Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, but that's share and enjoy.
Oh, you're right. I feel like calling this number, 402-423-2676, for more information about We Be Poppin'.
Ask them, call them up, say, do you have popcorn balls?
Hey, you guys have popcorn.
Do they itch?
Nice. Very good. Thank you so much, Punk Gopher. We'll try more of that on Monday. Those are great. I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. I'm going to eat all of that later if
I'll
the doctor says I
can. Finish this all today. Probably while I do some garrisoning.
Yeah. Oh, that game. Holy shit. That game. I'm a gopher hair away from 99.
Oh, wow.
And I'll just say that Negrand, this version of Negrand, is XP heaven.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Cool. It's where I feel like that's where they went, you know what? We better cram all the rest of the XP in here because...
I'm at about 94 and a half, and I'm halfway through Gorgrond, although they just sent me back to Frostfire Ridge to wrap some other things up.
Oh, yeah. I liked all of the... what's his name? Gul'dan, the... everything, that guy. Yeah. His stuff is great, man.
It really is good,
oh,
yeah.
So good.
Good story in this.
Story's amazing. Yeah, really good. And I'll say this. You're about to leave Gorgrond, and go to... what's it called? The bird place. Anyway, you're going to...
Like the Arakoa.
Arakoa stuff.
Yeah.
That is one of the coolest storylines and quest lines I've ever done.
Ooh, cool.
And also, when you walk there, or when you crest over that ridge to the zone, you're going to be blown away. And I can't believe I'm saying that about a 10-year-old game.
Wow. I can't wait.
Oh, I can't wait for you to see it. So cool. Anyway, Daryl, you should play again.
Well, how many... donkey paws do you have to collect?
How
it always says collect 10 donkey paws?
Are no donkey paws. I don't think there have ever been donkey paws in the game, but I get your meaning. How many, beaver pelts or whatever.
Yeah.
No, there are definitely still quests like that. Mm-hmm. I would say that for the most part, though, and really since, I'd say Mists of Pandaria and this expansion both were great at very unique, varied kinds of quests. Like, it does not feel like you're doing the same stuff over and over and over.
Also, the ones I've been getting, at least the recent ones that I can think of, there's a reason you're getting those things. It doesn't feel like, I'm just going to send you out on a mission to distract you while I figure out what else I need you to do.
A lot has changed since Wrath of the Lich King, which is, I think, when you played last. Does that sound right, Daryl?
Yeah. I did the latest one. The one after this current one.
Oh, the one before this current one, you mean?
Yeah, I didn't do a lot of it, but I did.
Yeah, there's a lot of variability and a lot of interesting stuff going on, and the stories are incredible. And I'm reading quest text, and I'm loving it. It's really, really good. Okay, it's awesome. Cool. There's a reason they bumped to 10 million subscribers. You hear that yesterday? 10 million subscribers.
Yeah. They went back up. Jeez,
from 7 point something. I mean, that's only 2 million away from their high of all time. So that's crazy. Anyway, 10 years in, people are like, you know what? We just went through a decade of a bunch of MMOs that tried real hard and couldn't do it. So we're coming back to you. That's what it feels like to me.
Yeah.
And that Garrison stuff is addicting as all hell and back. Oh, if there was ever an argument for a mobile app for that, dude.
So can I make progress in this if I refuse to collect 10 of anything?
You could. I mean, you could dungeon your way through things.
Because if I have to collect one of anything, I'm just going to explode.
Oh, well, then you won't. Then you're not. Then you probably should check out now.
You just have to bite the bullet and collect 10 of something, dude.
Yeah, it's hard. None of them feel egregious. I'll tell you what they don't have. They don't have any of those ones that you used to hate back in the day, which were like, kill these guys until they drop 10 things. It might take 50 kills, but eventually you'll get 10 things. They don't have that anymore.
It's the worst.
Yeah, those sucked. This one's more like, oh, I can see 10 of those guys. Bip, bip, bip. And done. And there's always alternate things to do. Pick up other stuff while you're out there. Talk to a lady while you're out there. Kill a dude. Like, whatever. It's very, I think they've honed it, man. It's a fine skill now. You'd love this game. It's the
expansion. Twitch. See? Video games.
That's right. Hey, video games. Hey, keep us on the air. All right. Daryl, back to your birthday. Or actually, we didn't do it yet. So give us a birthday. Who's having one?
That would be William Ware Thace. He designed the TOS and TNG uniforms.
Oh.
Would have been...
Happy birthday.
How old?
Would have been 83 today.
Oh, wow. That's a nice ripe old age. How old, when did he die? When did he perish?
Oh, back in 1992.
Mm. Buried under a wall of polyester. God rest his soul.
Well, only 60-something then, right? Would have been?
61, yeah.
That's too young. What's going on? Mm-hmm. What's with these early 60s deaths? I don't think that's cool.
No.
Well, that's when the AIDS thing was real big and he...
Oh, he died of AIDS?
Oh,
that's
really?
What happened with him.
No, that's sad. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I saw a documentary yesterday while I worked from... HBO documentary films. It was a rough one. I do not recommend anybody, unless you really want to see the underbelly of what drugs can do to people. There's one called Dope. Let's see. Dope, Love. Now I forgot the name. Dope, Love, something. Drunk Love or something. Anyway, it's about these two couples on the street in New York who are complete and utter addicts, like in the gutter addicts. And the things they do to get money to buy drugs is horrific. Like, I cannot believe. Like, it's a big perspective gainer when you see how some people truly live and how far they are from help. Like, it's just mind-boggling. I don't know why I'm bringing this up. What was I bringing this up for? I don't remember now. Oh, because the AIDS either. Thing. Because they're using needles. Oh. They're using needles. They just find in corners and buildings and it's like, no problem. Oh, there's a needle. I'll use that. One guy cleaned it with toilet water and then used it.
Geez.
Yeah, I know. Right there on camera.
It's like train spotting.
It was rough. Rough business, that. If you're squeamish or don't... I found it enlightening because it's like, oh, all right. It's kind of important to know how bad some things can get and maybe gets us thinking about ways that, I don't know, society can help people with these kinds of issues, I guess. I don't know. It was rough. Rough stuff. All right, Daryl, no more rough stuff. You.
You metal-munching moron.
I don't really think that about you. I think you're a nice guy.
I do.
Daryl, why don't we... why don't we what? Oh, let's get back to your question. I think you already know it. But let's just give them to you anyway. Was this from the episode For the World is Hollow, blah, 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 or the Corbinite Remover, or... remover.
See? I knew that was coming. I said it earlier because I knew it'd
damn
be
it.
Coming at some point.
From OxyClean, the Corbinite Remover, the immunity syndrome, immunity, what's wrong with me, and Operation Annihilate. Which one of those is the answer?
It has to be... the Corbinite maneuver, and this is the one with Baby Baylock and all that, and the Tranya.
Mm.
This is one where I used to know every word of the whole thing, and I could just recite the whole episode back.
I remember Shatner being kind of bad.
Hey.
Oh, sorry.
Wow.
Upset him.
Harsh.
Here's your answer if you're right.
Congratulations. You're a winner.
Of course he's right. It's the that one. McCoy's giving Kirk his physical. Kirk gets upset with McCoy. He didn't let him know about the alarm, or didn't let him know the alarm was flashing.
Yeah, this is when he was half naked and he was pushing those whatever things in the wall, you know, the exercise things.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Doing little kicky kick things.
Yeah.
Those squares that clearly had a dude on the other side creating some resistance. Yeah.
Right.
So bad. Daryl is
so hard by him. My arms aren't that strong.
Oh, that was so dumb. Every time anything moved kind of janky like on a wall, I just knew there was a guy back there.
Yeah.
You know? It's hard as a kid you're like, ah, dude, those sliding doors. You see him now, it's like they're jerking open and barely making it. And I think I saw a finger and all that kind of stuff. Really takes you out of it. Daryl's the Trek Nerd on Twitter. He is also This Week in Trek, ThisWeekinTrek.com. And the Grumpy Cast. You guys doing a Trek show this week?
We did one yesterday.
Oh, how'd it go?
Not that yesterday, the day before yesterday.
Mm. How'd that go? Good?
Yeah, it was a good one.
Well, people should check it out. This Week in Trek at ThisWeekinTrek.com. Daryl now play a game with us of some sort.
Yes, that would be Star Trek Probe or Actual Probe.
All right, here's your theme. Right here.
You know, it's an old Russian custom to put a cigarette in a new cigarette case before giving it to anyone.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, it's an old tradition.
Yes. Yeah.
Deep Space 2.
Deep Space 2? Well, then I'm going to guess real probe, because no way he's trying to make us think it's a Star Trek only
thing.
Exactly.
It's a complete, he's completely trying to lead us, unless he knows that we'd feel that way. And he's doing the double.
Yeah.
The double flip.
Well, I'll say this.
I don't give a shit.
Just tell us
the truth.
All right,
then. We'll say real probe.
Yeah, we'll say real probe.
Oh, you're not going to fall for my double thing. Which it isn't anyway. Contact was lost with this actual probe upon landing the two-part Mars lander on March 13th, 2000.
I love your trickery. It's like, that's basically the pattern every day. I love it. All right. What are we doing? This.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
It is the news, and it's brought to you by
The Instance, the World of Warcraft podcast, so you don't have to.
Celebrate all that is our love for Warcraft each week on theinstance.net or wherever podcasts are served, or here on TMS.
Yeah, how about that? Anyway.
Now with extra French.
Yeah, no, Patrick on there now. So great having him on there and his...
He walked right back into it like... Or he walked into it like he... Fit right in.
Like he never left. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? 5-year gap. Probably helped that he was, working at Blizzard the whole time, but.
Right. Right.
Yeah. He was always meant to, as I said on that episode, always meant to, just couldn't. Now he can. It's all good now.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a lot of us on
a little
there.
French, a little Brit, a little Frisco, and a little Johnson.
Yeah. You know what you could say about it.
Chewy fruity outside with an extra fruity inside.
That's right.
Super fruity.
Super fruity. She's great.
Super fruity.
mouth-to-mouth kissing. So if you're going to kiss somebody, if you've been kissing, like a lot of us do, which I still think is this weird human behavior that I don't understand exactly, but whatever. Transfers, this is a new study, a new scientific study, says it transfers 80 million different bacteria. 80 million. I used to
different bacteria, not just 80 million of the same bacteria.
Yeah, of different kinds of bacteria. I had a dentist. I forgot to mention this.
Okay.
Before, who would never
kissing with you?
He would never kiss his wife. Never.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he used to talk about it all the time, openly with us too, as patients. He'd say, "Yeah, I don't kiss anybody. I don't kiss anyone."
But his girlfriend, no problem.
I go, "You kiss her on the cheek? Nope, not even that. Why? Oh, I know what's going on in the mouth. I know what's happening there. There's no way I'm kissing anybody." I'm like, wow, your wife must love you. Anyway, scientists, or as I wrote here, scientists have, you know what it was? It was probably copy and pasted when they have the giant S.
Yes,
and then
exactly.
It doesn't copy. Anyway, you don't all have to look like a book or a magazine, everybody. Just do normal text. Anyway, scientists have demonstrated. Oh, I'm demonstrating again. That boys and men really do have cooties, a simplified term for bacteria that can spread to girls, women, by kissing them. In fact, a 10-second intimate kiss can transfer a whopping 80 million bacteria from one mouth to another, according to a new report in the journal Microbiome.
Jeez. No, whoa, Microbiome. Whoa, there's stamina, man. A 10-second kiss?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, Brian, can you stop by the newsstand and pick me up a copy of Journal Microbiome Meme?
Microbiome.
Microbiome, thank you.
Sure.
That just makes you think of Biodome, doesn't it?
It totally does, yeah. I bet it's a little tiny magazine, though. Special double issue.
Oh, look at this. In here, there's something about kissing.
Oh, Mickey Mouse. A team of Dutch researchers... recruited 21 couples who happened to be visiting the Artis Royal Zoo in Amsterdam on a summer day. All 42 volunteers. That's weird.
That is really weird.
That's super weird.
Where should we go get our... let's go to the zoo.
They ranged from 17 to 45. They did not allow, I hope, any 45-year-olds to kiss any 17-year-olds, but whatever. They allowed the researchers to wipe their tongues with a cotton swab several times. They also agreed to spit into sterile tubes. Boy, this is a disgusting trip. Mm-hmm. And answer questions about their kissing habits. The researchers found...
Have fun at the zoo!
See you guys. Let's see. They found that the particular community of bacteria living on a volunteer's tongue was more similar to the bacteria of his or her kissing partner's tongue than to the stranger's tongue. They quantified this using a measure called the Morista Horn Index. Another sexy name. Where zero indicates complete overlap and one means no overlap at all. The MX or MH value or index value for kissing couples was 0.37, significantly lower than 0.55 for strangers. Point being, you're all sharing your goo.
You've already got my bacteria kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. But this is a plot. I think this implies that you're all French kissing like a bunch of psychos. And right, the, what about just a little pecky peck?
Probably like, 2 million bacteria.
Yeah, I guess.
And don't forget, as alarmist as this sounds, you may be getting 80 million bacteria, but guess what? You're given, that's replacing the 80 million bacteria you're given away.
Yeah, and as far as I'm concerned, Kim and I share the same farm anyway. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I don't care.
Right.
Her and I are, we're it. So.
This is why I won't kiss a Froyo hobo, though. Yo.
Yeah, but it comes with a free Frogurt. set a bacon fire in her ex-boyfriend's house, apparently on purpose. I like this story because it's a Utah story.
Oh, good.
A Utah woman accused of using burning bacon to set fire to her ex-boyfriend's house is pleading guilty. Cameo Adon Crispy.
Nice.
Uh-huh. That's her real name.
Cameo Crispy.
I swear, I'm having
a house with bacon.
Am I having a? I'm having deja vu on this story. Have we brought it up before? We might have. It says March 14th, which is.
Oh, it does. Yeah, we did. We did talk about this.
Why are they? This is showing up as a new article. Hold on a sec. I think we did talk about Miss Crispy and her bacon fire. Hold on. What's the date?
Yeah, this was March 28th, 2014.
Yeah, they're re.
Because there's a picture of Cameo Crispy there.
Yeah. This was posted on the Huffington Post yesterday, 11/19/2014. Was that yesterday? A couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
No, yesterday. Excuse me, yesterday. But the actual thing happened in March, and I swear we did this story in March.
Yeah, they're recycling.
Great.
Oh, HuffPo.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. Go dig around some so that I can steal your articles and talk about them on the show.
Right.
I mean, think of the children. There's that. HelloFresh sponsoring today's program. If you want some nice, if bacon's involved, you can get some nice bacon from them. Just depends on what recipe you get. Let's go look and see. HelloFresh.com.
What the current lineup is of
delicious
food.
Let's see. This week, if you were to order this week, oh man, mustard crusted chicken. That looks, I love mustard on anything, but that kind of thing is just amazing. That looks amazing. That's got chicken breast, carrots, baby red potatoes, onions, green beans, bell pepper, garlic, thyme, Dijon mustard, Italian seasoning, and panko. What's panko?
Panko is that, it's like breadcrumbs kind of thing that you put on.
Oh, to bread it.
Right, to bread it, exactly.
Gotcha. Okay, that's cool. It says here 35 minutes to make that is all, and... only 548 calories. Jeez, that's a light meal. Mm. They'll send the ingredients and everything you need farm fresh straight to your door. That includes also their spicy poblano chili, their bayou shrimp, their sausage and kale quesadillas, or the hearty winter soup. All of this looks good. This is all this week's recipes. They have more to choose from. Something new all the time. Real recipes from real chefs straight to your door. Get some money off. Save 50% off your first order by using the code MORNINGSTREAM. That's anywhere in these United States, or as I like to say, these states united, or anywhere where they deliver. Go find out now if they deliver to you at HelloFresh.com. Do it today, because they're super rad, and we really like those guys. All right, where's this? Here it is.
If communists have attempted to inject their propaganda into the motion picture, they have failed miserably.
It's Celebrity Poop, and it's brought to you by...
The Poop Show, twice a week here on the Frog Pants Network. Let Scott talk to you about video game news for 30 minutes at the time will be. Subscribe for free at frogpants.com/boop.
That show's growing and doing great, and I'm super grateful that everyone likes it. So
that's cool.
Please go listen if you that kind of thing. Yeah.
This just in, by the way.
Yeah.
According to Brian Woodard, trivia question writer, they reposted the Cameo Crispy article because she pled guilty in her court proceeding, which was just the last couple days.
Oh, okay. Well, that sure took a long time. Wow. Mm-hmm. March, she starts a fire with bacon in March. She pleads guilty in November. Weird.
Justice system.
Yeah, you're so quick. Your wheels are so well oiled. Chris Hemsworth, you know him as Thor.
He played Thor in Thor 1, if I remember correctly. And then he came back and played Thor in Thor 2.
Yep. And I believe...
That's how they were talking about it on Entertainment Tonight or something. It's like, you might remember Chris Hemsworth from, he played Thor in the Avengers. He also played him in the movie Thor.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Entertainment Tonight. Entertainment never is more like it.
Right.
I know, that's right? He was the one thing in that Cabin in the Woods movie that made me laugh. Mm. Laughed out loud, like chortled. I have not laughed quite that loud in a movie when his motorcycle took off, and I don't want to... Well, hey, we talked to Gilligan. We know what spoilers are.
Yep.
Slams his motorcycle into that invisible Tron wall, and I laughed so freaking hard. It made me laugh. And it was his. It meant his demise, but I still laughed. Right. That was hilarious.
Right. Oh, that's a great... And it's such a good movie, too.
Also, he is George Kirk in the first Star Trek movie, the 2009 movie.
Papa Kirk.
That was long before he was cast as Thor, so it's weird to see him there. Anyway, he has been named People Magazine's 2014 Sexiest Man Alive. This is a magazine called People. It's not about people. Mm-hmm. I finished sixth again, says this dumb
it's
article.
It's not about real people.
Right, it's not real people. It's fake people. 31-year-old Avengers actor. He's 31. He looks great for, well, whatever. 31's a child.
He looks great for whatever the hell age he is.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Said he thought it was pretty funny when he first heard the news, as did his wife, 38-year-old Spanish model, Elsa Pataki.
Pataki?
Pataki.
I gotta see what Elsa Pataki looks like.
Yeah, well, I'm sure
isn't
she's
that one of those
beautiful,
Polish chocolates we tried last week or a few weeks ago?
Something like that.
Pataki.
Let's take a look.
Oh, she's lovely.
Yeah, she's very pretty. Well, of course.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to attract lovely ladies. I hope it all works out for him. She has an interesting nose. Look at her nose.
Her knees are too sharp.
No, not in a bad way. I don't mean in a bad way. She's...
Oh, apparently before Chris Hemsworth, she was with Adrian Brody, according to these other photos on Google Images.
Well, have you seen his nose? I mean, come on.
And she was in the Fast Five and Fast and the Furious Six.
Oh, she does movie things.
She does movie things. She does picture shows.
She's really, really very attractive. Nice job, Chris Hemsworth. I bet your brother's jealous. He just keeps
going. Good on you, mate.
Yeah, good on... Yeah, Australian.
Yeah.
Let's see. I think you've bought me a couple of weeks of bragging rights around the house, he told People.com. I can just say to her, now remember, this is what people think, so I don't need to do the dishes anymore. I don't need to change nappies. I'm above all that. I've made it now. There you go. I have a feeling he wasn't doing the dishes before this, but anyway. Yeah. You think they're all that domestic there, him and her? You think they got the kids on the way and all that? They don't have kids yet, I don't think.
They do have kids, I think.
Do they have children? Oh, I don't know.
I think they at least have one.
Well, that's lovely. Let's see here.
Well, it looked like one of the photos of Elsa Pataki had her with a baby.
Oh, look at that. Elsa Pataki, baby. she's a cute little thing. Oh, that's adorable. You know what?
Of course they'd have cute kids.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Look at them. Oh, he is a cute little... I assume it's a he. Is that a he? Looks like a boy. Mm-hmm. Oh, what a cute little booger. He's a little fat, little cute guy. That's seriously an adorable kid.
Yeah.
Good job, Hemsworths.
Was he in... that Rush movie, or am I thinking of somebody else? The movie Ron Howard did last year with the race cars?
Yes, he did, and I heard that was great.
I did too. I never saw it
either. I know, I want to. I suppose there's ways for me to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a cute mom. You know what? Good for them. Look at Thor holding that little booger. I'm touched by the little family photos here. This is cute. They look great. I hope they're good. You want Hollywood couples to work out. They never do, so you just want them to.
Oh, you say have twins, actually.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, good job. Take all that Thor money and put it in their college fund.
You only ever see one. Oh, there we go. Yeah, there's one of the two.
Hey, Chris, where are you going to put all your Thor money? See? Barry Manilow. You know him?
Oh, there we go, because he's twins. I do know Barry Manilow.
He does.
Looks like we made it.
We got a little song here.
I know you're going to play Copacabana.
That's just because it's handy.
It's your Got My Mind Set on You for Barry Manilow.
He is going to do one more thing and then he's out. He says he's doing a big farewell in a big way. Legendary adult contemporary music pop singer, as he's referred to here, who rose to stardom in the 1970s, has announced he is embarking on his One Last Time tour. His 2015 North America concert trek begins February 11th in Omaha. It concludes on the June 17th in New York City in his native Brooklyn. His tour includes April 11th dates in San Diego's Valley View Casino Center, formerly the San Diego Sports Arena. Boy, that's a terrible name change. San Diego's right. Valley View Casino Center.
Yeah.
That Valley sucks.
View Casino Center. Yeah.
That's like when the Delta Center. So we have the Delta Center, or we did. It's our big jazz arena, right? It's where the jazz play. Sure. The basketball team, for those who think I'm talking about music. the NBA team. And they have, it was always called the Delta Center. It was because Delta Airlines was the big, you know, whatever. What are they when they do that?
Is that a big hub there?
Yeah. So they owned that, or they helped pay for that, or however that works to get your name on there. Like, you know, the Staples Center or whatever. Mm-hmm. That was great. Everyone loved it. Easy to say. Delta Center. Hey, where are you going tonight? Oh, we're going to the Delta Center. We're going to see the Disney on Ice at the Delta Center, or a hockey sure. game or whatever. And then our local like power company thing bought it. It's now called Energy Solutions Center. It sucks.
That does not roll right off the tongue.
Yeah, where are you guys going tonight? The Energy Solutions to see the Jazz. Ugh, it sucks.
Yeah, we had Mile High Stadium.
Yeah, which is great.
For a long time, Broncos played Mile High Stadium. And then Invesco bought it and then changed it to Invesco Field. There was so much hubbub that they relented and said, okay, it's now called Invesco Field at Mile High.
Oh, well, that's all right.
And people are kind of going back to just calling it Mile High Stadium.
Because that's what I would do.
Oh, now it's Sports Authority Field. That's right. Sports Authority Field at Mile High.
I really don't. I understand the idea of having the brand name there. But if it's a dumb brand name, like yeah. Valley View like Casino Center? I mean,
yeah.
Staples is cool because it's one word. To be able to say like.
Yeah, but it's a lot of S's right around each other. The Staples says Center.
That's true. What's the one in L.A.? What's the L.A., the Lakers one? What's that called?
That is the Staples Center.
Oh,
that's
Staples, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of it. There's another one.
The one in Seattle. What's that one where the Mariners play? That's another kind of kooky one.
Oh, shite. I forget. Yeah. But yeah, like when you say Fenway Park, that has so much history to it. You can't come mm-hmm. to Fenway and go, oh, we're going to call it the Burger King Park.
Right, right.
Terrible. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is this. He's 71 and he wants out. He's performed more than 400.
Safeco, that's right.
400 concerts at the LA Hilton, Paris, Las Vegas. That's where he plays now, I guess. That's where he usually is.
He had a residency at the Las Vegas Hilton for a while and then moved to Paris, Las Vegas.
Up the road.
But he's been done with that for a couple of years now.
His upcoming arena tour is, he said in Wednesday's press release, my way of thanking everyone for their years of support one last time.
I hate to say this, I kind of wouldn't mind seeing him.
Yeah, one last time. Why not?
Yeah.
He's done well.
Never seen him before. I mean, you know, he's definitely survived being the punchline for a long time. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, there's that classic line from The Breakfast Club about, does Barry Manilow know that you raid his wardrobe?
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of Barry Manilow jabbing, and he's survived all that. And
good for him. I mean, more than 50 top 40 hits, mm-hmm. 80 million albums worldwide. I mean, that's amazing. He's done
Can
really
I say
well.
That I don't like... This last sentence here, this new thing that he's doing, I do not approve.
My dream duets. It teams him up posthumously with a slew of dead vocal stars, including Louis Armstrong, Judy Garland, Whitney Houston, Marilyn Monroe, Andy Williams, and Dusty Springfield. It's like what's her name did with her dad.
Natalie Cole and Nat King Cole. Yes, I do not approve.
I don't think that either.
You know, I think Nat King Cole probably would have said, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. But these people are getting put into songs without their consent.
I don't like it. I really don't like it.
Yeah.
It's not a thing I want to listen to.
Do you think Whitney Houston says, you know,
it's creepy.
If he would have approached her when she was alive and said, you want to do a duet? She would have had the option to say no.
Yeah, she could have said no. Maybe would have said no.
Maybe she did say no.
I don't know. I don't like it.
I'm not a fan of that.
Well, the worst part is they're not even going to be his songs. They're going to be their songs with him singing in them.
Right. Exactly.
Because they can't.
That's even worse.
They can't suddenly. Whitney Houston can't come back from the grave and do Copacabana. You know, it's going to be right. I Will Always Love You or something.
Exactly. And he's going to be like singing over the top of it like, I will always, always love you, love you.
And when she goes, ooh, ah, he goes, ooh, ah, whatever. I don't like this. All right. Fair enough. We both agree. It's dumb. Squarespace.com sponsoring today's program. Have you checked out the new Squarespace 7, version 7, everybody? Squarespace.com/7 for more information. It's awesome. They have all kinds of new hook-ins and catch-ups. Like, if you were looking for Getty Images and Google Apps integration, well, guess what? It's finally there. That's the thing people demand. They wanted it, and now it's there. Brand new templates, cover pages, so much more. Is it worth checking it out? Well, of course it is, because it's free. Free trial. Go try it out. If you like it, save some money. Use the code MORNING at checkout and save yourself 10%. I mean, it's only $8 a month and on the long haul. Just imagine just saving 10%. I mean, there's nothing to lose here. Even if you just ran the site for a year, you'd be like the best investment you ever made. That's squarespace.com and use the code MORNING at checkout. And, you know, Squarespace, we love them. Squarespace, start here. Go anywhere. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's Therapy Thursday with Wendy. We got a call, or we got not a call, we got an email. So we're going to, we're going to talk about that. We'll do all that when we get back. But before that, sing me a song, man.
Sure. Well, first I want to throw a big thank you out to Natalie and Alan. They sent a really cool box to me with a couple things in there that I guess weren't for the show. So just want to give them a very vocal thank you because they didn't put their email in the letter that they sent. So I can't email them back to thank them, but I know they listen to TMS. So
that's cool.
Natalie and Alan, thank you. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, super cool.
Okay. This one goes out to Nora. Nora wrote in, said, my son Alexander Raylan is turning one. He was supposed to join us January 28th, but decided he couldn't wait that long and was born November 23rd, 2013, 10 weeks early. Despite being premature, Xander is a strong, healthy little man. And I'm grateful for every day of this past year. Since he was so early, we have spent a lot of time indoors where I introduced him to everything from Doctor Who to the Gilmore Girls.
Aww.
We have watched every episode and he loves the theme song. I have sang it to him almost every day of this past year. So in honor of this great big day for my little family, I would love for you to play Where You Lead on TMS any day around his big day. Thanks so much. Signed, Nora.
It's so funny. I hear this song constantly because Kim at night is binging that show. And
oh, really?
We love it here. Funny. Everyone loves the Gilmore Girls in our house. So.
Well, and I'm kind of a sucker for Carole King. I know that she's, you know, mellow pop from the 70s, but that whole Tapestry album, I think, is brilliant. And the stuff that she wrote that a lot of people don't realize that she and Jerry Goffin wrote, there's just some brilliant music. And
she was on Letterman all the time, wasn't she? She'd show up on Letterman back in the 80s and play.
She did,
She was great on there.
They have a good friendship from what I remember from her appearances on there.
Yeah, which is a big deal because most people don't like Dave very much.
Oh, really?
No, people don't have a very good like personal relationships with the guy.
Oh, that's funny.
I think he's super standoffish. So if you can get past that, I think you've done something. And clearly she did. Huh. She's great.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Cool. So cover of that. Yes, a cover of that song, Where You Lead by Carole King. This one comes from a tribute to Tapestry called A New Tapestry. Came out in 2002. Has some of my favorite covering artists on there, like Nikki Boyer and a couple other people who used to be on those. What was the album? There was a label that did, they released four cover albums, one for The Doors, one for Elton John. I can't remember who they were, but Nikki Boyer and a few of these other people would always show up on it. Spring is the band that does this one. It is a nice acoustic cover of Carole King's Where You Lead.
Perfect. We'll play it now. A quick update here. Chris Peterson on Twitter says Seattle Mariners play at Safeco Field.
Yes.
And the Seahawks play at CenturyLink Stadium, or as they call it, the Clink is what he says. Nice. I love that. That's great. Anyway. Let's do this thing. Let's play this song. We'll be back in a minute with Wendy. Stay tuned.
Wanting you the way that I do, only want to be with you, and I would go to the ends of the earth, cause darling, to me that's what you were. Where you lead, I will follow. Anywhere that you tell me to, if you need, you need me to be with you, I will follow. Where you lead, and if you're out on the road, feel old and lonely and so cold. All you gotta do is call my name and I'll be there on the next train. Where you lead, I will follow. Anywhere that you tell me to, if you need me to be with you, I will follow. Where you lead, I always wanted a real home with flowers on the windowsill. But if you want to live in New York City, you know I will. I never thought I could get satisfaction from just one man. If anyone can keep me happy, you're the one who can. Where you lead, I will follow. Anywhere that you tell me to, if you need me to be with you, I will follow. Follow, follow, follow. On the road where you lead.
This is the Green Machine.
Green Machine. Woo!
8, 9, 10 years old, old enough for Green Machine, a racer for guys who like a ride that's really fast. Six shift controls, swivel action rear wheels, twist, turn, and spin like wild.
Green Machine.
What a ride.
Yeah.
Green Machine with stick shift steering, some assembly required. Green Machine by Marks.
Drive at sensible speeds, be courteous, and obey traffic regulations.
Many Bothans died to bring you this information. This is the Morning Stream.
Got another email yesterday. Somebody still thinks or had thought this entire time that Scott Fletcher was me doing a voice. That he's not an actual dude, because we mentioned him yesterday, just kind of like, oh, we appreciate Scott Fletcher and all he does, and
yeah,
he,
and so he's like, what?
He's like, you're not him? You? Yeah, he didn't realize he was an actual person. I'm like, I don't think you've been paying very much attention there, buddy.
That that Green Machine ad, by the way.
Yeah.
I know I've mentioned on the show before, but it takes me back. I had one of those as a kid.
I did too.
The apartment complex where I live. So it wouldn't fit in the house. So I had to set it on the front, you know, outside the front door of our apartment.
Yeah.
And some kids who also lived in the apartment complex who were supposedly my friends, who were super jealous of my Green Machine. Took it in the middle of the night one night and bashed it up and threw it in the dumpster.
No.
Yes.
Kids are bad. Kids are awful,
little,
dude.
Little jerks is what they were.
That makes me mad. I want to say I had mine forever and it never broke and was awesome.
I know.
Sorry, I don't mean to
rub that in. It was so sturdy. I know.
Yeah. It was great.
Apparently
it
doesn't hold up to a couple of jealous little craps, though.
Mm-hmm.
Little turds.
Yeah. I did get I was on it once and some bully was yelling at me on it once. So I kind of had a bullying experience with it. It's the same guy my brother eventually threw in the bushes. It was the best day of my life.
Nice.
All right. We are calling Wendy. She's showing up as...
While you're pulling her up,
yeah,
I'll tell the folks, here's a little tip for those people who like to watch a movie before bed, like on their iPad while they're laying in bed.
I also like a movie,
A movie, mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
And who are notoriously bad at falling asleep during said movie, set a reminder on your iPad for about 15 minutes from the point at which you start the movie. And what that'll do is it'll interrupt your movie with a little reminder message box you have to click okay to.
Yeah.
And if you've fallen asleep, that you won't have to like scroll back through the whole movie to try and figure out where you were. You'll only have to figure out where you were in those 15 minutes
really?
In which you fell asleep.
That's amazing.
Because I been doing that with Arrow. And has falling asleep. And I've like, oh.
It's not that Arrow's boring either.
I'm just tired.
Just tired. Yeah, I understand. Actually, and truthfully, once you get to season two, you'll realize that season one was kind of boring. I mean, it's not terrible, but I think you need to see it just to see it.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, it gets better. I promise you that. All right. She's not answering, but I just got news from my daughter. What's this? Congratulations. Oh, your t-shirt has been chosen as one of the five designs to be sold in the Mustang market. What the heck is this? Oh. Well, that's cool. She submitted a... Carter submitted a t-shirt of a Bigfoot walking around with a Walkman on.
Cool.
That I guess got picked for something.
Oh, that's so awesome.
That's cool. I better tell her grats real quick.
Congratulations, yeah.
Grats. Yay. All right. Well, I can't get Wendy to answer in either place. I don't know what that means. It may be, maybe that she is just... Something came up. I don't know. I mean, she is in Sweden. Who the hell knows what those people are doing?
Right.
All right, we'll try one more time here.
Yeah.
If not, though, we'll do a little call now. Why not? We haven't done that in a while.
Cool. I haven't done that in a long time.
Very long time. And in fact, let's go ahead and just prep for it now. We may have to hang up on you guys if Wendy answers, but that's okay. You know the drill. If you want to call in and ask us a question, you can do that right now by using the Skype name, the Skype handle My Extra Life. That would be totally fine. Yeah, use that, and that'll bring you right into the show, and I'll answer it. My Extra Life. You don't have to add me as a friend. All you have to do is call me, and I'll be there. Yes, I will.
Yes, I will.
So, yeah, let's get that going. It's My Extra Life is the number, or is the thing, the handle. If you're on Skype, either on your phone, your desktop, your whatever, you can call in. They're just now getting that message because we just sprung it on them.
That's right. The delay. Yes.
Yeah, that's the way it works. But we apologize for the delay. Call now, not call. Oh, I guess I have to play this, and then people really know I'm in business here.
Call now.
There you go. Call now. Call now.
Call now.
And we'll pick it up. No, really, people, really.
Call now.
Right now. In fact, so serious about it.
Call now.
See?
Jeez.
Like a rapper. All right. Nobody? Nothing?
Oh.
Nobody wants to call?
We did kind of spring it spring it on people
it's
here.
True. Here we go. Let's add one Garrett Weinzerl to the call.
Oh.
Hello, Garrett. Hello?
I'm here. I apologize.
Oh, you're
the
fine.
The angriest of chickens.
Yeah, angriest of the chickens. Of all the chickens. I mean, Jocelyn's the least angry for sure. Mm-hmm. Dills is usually the drunkest of the chickens, but you.
people don't get to hear what Jocelyn says off stream. She's by far the angriest of the chickens.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Occasionally, like I've played a few games with her where there is no streaming happening, and she's competitive. She'd get a little streak in her, you know?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she'll be
the knocking. Words that fly from her mouth.
They're all Canadian swear words like gosh and
garsh.
She'll
kick down your sandcastle is the truth.
That's right.
Garrett, what's on your mind, man? What's going on? You got any questions for us? What's going on?
Well, I know some folks complain about the WoW talk, but I personally like the WoW talk regardless of the show. Mm. So I was curious how Warlords is coming for you guys, because at the moment for me it's coming between me and other new games I'd really like to play, like Dragon Age.
Yeah, no, that's completely my problem. I was saying this on Twitter yesterday. I want to play that new Dragon Age Inquisition, something fierce. The reviews are all over the place, happy and excited about it. Like, it looks like a really great Dragon Age game, where 2 was such a disappointment. 1 was interesting. 3 looks amazing, and it's going to scratch my Skyrim itch, you know, and all this stuff. But I honestly can't justify not playing WoW right now. Like, and I haven't felt that way about this expansion in a long time. Usually, you know, an expansion hits in the fall. Yeah, I'm playing it. But usually there's other games where I'm like, yeah, I'm playing that too, or I will be picking that up or whatever. And right now, I'm just not in the mood for anything but WoW. Didn't expect it. Kind of weird, you know?
Yeah, this is the most. Yeah, I haven't played this much since Lich King.
It's great.
I'm like losing my mind.
The game is amazing. It's really good. If you had to pick one thing about it, at least thus far, did you ding 100 yet? Did you hit it?
No, but I have 2 characters that have been leveling. So one is 98 and one is 95.
Oh, good
so
lord.
I've been splitting my time.
You are a dedicated player of the game of World of Warcraft. Do you believe, though, that What do you think is the strongest point of this game, of this expansion, and why it's so great? Why is everyone freaking out?
I think just the narrative, which is also tied up in the zones.
Yeah.
Like, you go to Gorgrond, and I can't believe the diversity in the geography. I'm in a lush jungle one moment, and then I'm in this big desert that I half expect to see the Roadrunner being chased by the coyote in, and it's the same zone.
Yeah, right? And it feels wow. So easily, the transition is so clean and feels so new and fresh, and it's like they said, hey, Scott, we know you love Thousand Needles, and we know we buried it underwater, your favorite zone ever. We're going to go ahead and give you another one that's almost as cool or as cool, and that's that zone. It's amazing. I love that that's place. Cool. I could just hang out there and like pop out my toy picnic table thing and just hang. It's beautiful. Yeah,
they've done a bang-up job on the world design. The art team there is just
it's killing. Insane. They're killing it. For this old of an engine, this old of a game, I just don't even know how they pull it off anymore.
Yeah.
Brian's down kind of where you're at. You haven't been to Birdtown yet either, right, Garrett?
I'm there at the moment with my main. My 98 is in
98, that'd be about right, yeah.
Yeah, Spires of Eric?
Iraq or whatever, yeah. Yeah. And they got, and Brian, you'll see this when you see it. It's not a spoiler, but mm-hmm. the voice of one of the important Arakoa characters there, mm-hmm. your main dude, kind of the guy you hang out with a lot, is voiced by Frank Welker, who does Megatron.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And what's great about it is it's straight up Megatron.
Like, oh, cool.
It's not even like him doing a different kind of voice. He is doing Megatron. And it's awesome. It made me so happy to hear that guy.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, what's bad to say? It's great. If you like MMOs, Garrett, here's an idea. Just let this sauce around in your head, and we're going to talk about it more in the instance tomorrow. But what do you think about this idea? I have a theory. Mm-hmm. The reason they bumped to 10 million subs and the reason the buzz is so strong is partly because it's a hell of an expansion. That's definitely, you know, the credit is due there. But I also think there is a thing happening where we have now had 10 years between when that game was released and 10 years of chances for other MMOs to figure it out. And none of them have done it. They've all kind of come and gone, or still are sort of there middling, or they've changed their thing, or whatever, right? I feel like this boost is them at the end of a decade going, you know what? I'm going back to where it's been consistently good the whole time. You know, like it may have had some ups and its downs, but this seems like the game to still be playing. If you're going to play an MMO in 2014, let's go back to the one that's kind of owned it the whole time, because everybody else kind of just came and went and didn't really do what I wanted them to do. Do you think there's anything to that?
I think that's absolutely a factor. And the boost to 90, I think, is another big factor, because those that maybe left for one or two entire expansions can now get back in mm-hmm. with no issue.
Right. And that's,
and not feel like they've got to grind all this old content just to see the new stuff.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
and there was definitely a sect of the community that were not into Pandaria at all. And you know, if that wasn't your bag, the fact that you can just skip it entirely sure. is
leapfrog right over it.
Yeah. Yeah, I love Pandaria, but yeah,
I did too. Yeah. I was one of the people that when it was announced, I was just like, I'm not sure about this. But the second I got in, I'm like, whatever. Yeah, totally fits. Great job, guys.
It was a real risk for them, I think, and in some ways did not pay off for them, because some people were just opposed to it outright and never touched it. But once you got in, you realized, hey, this is a thick, rich piece of business they're making here. And then, you know, we'll play that other one tomorrow. All right, that's all the instance talk you're going to get early today, folks. next year and tomorrow, we'll have a real show. Garrett, right. Always a pleasure, man.
Before you go, Garrett, I'm going to have to hit you guys up. I'll do it offline, but see if you and Dills and Jocelyn would want to hop on the cover-thon for an hour again next week.
Oh, sure thing.
Like
shoot
we
me
did
a
last year.
Yeah, shoot me a message after the morning stream.
This is the we'll way. Do. This is the way we get people to commit. Is we do it on the air where they're forced to say yes.
No, that's why. I was like, you know, instead of nailing him down to a time, I was gonna say, hey, I'll hit you up with an email. If it works out, it works out.
There you go. Fair enough.
Awesome.
Well, Garrett, take it easy, dude. Stay out of trouble, will you?
Have a good one, guys.
Bye, man. Garrett Weinzierl, good man. That
yeah,
Garrett,
good man.
All right, we're now
crazy hair, but good man.
We're gonna try Wendy again. Wendy said,
"I don't know about that hair."
Yeah, that hair is pretty.
He's
crazy.
An awfully nice guy.
So there's some indication that Wendy is there now waiting. I got a text just now. She says, okay. I'm here editing, and then said, I mean waiting. She auto-corrected herself.
All right.
Trying now. Okay, she says she's there. Are you logged? Hey, autocorrect. I didn't. You put in three words I didn't even type. Are you logged?
No.
Oh, hi. Hello? Are you there? Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
That's a bad sign. Are you far away from... Hello? Are you there?
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. It's like...
We're all syncing up here. Are you far from your internet, or what are you doing there?
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm using my just phone.
Oh, you're on just your regular connection, not your Wi-Fi.
No.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
She's answering a question from like 2 minutes ago.
That's not good. Oh, you're probably out and running around is what you're doing. Hello?
Yeah, that's my problem. You're
coming in so crappy and slow.
I need to back up.
And late. You know,
tell her we'll call her back. She'll hear in a couple minutes. And
can you hear me at all?
I can sort of hear you. Can you hear us?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Oh, now you're better. Where are you now?
Yeah, you sound totally normal to me.
Oh, no.
Oh, this lady's going to hit me.
Oh, no. I lost her. Crap.
Oh, jeez.
Let's try it again. I mean, because this is fun radio, right? Where we...
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we'll try it again. Dang it. This must mean she got busy and was running around and had stuff, and that means the internet there... Well, the standard-ass phone service sucks in Sweden. All their talk of great internet down there. Come on.
That's right. Sure, right.
Yeah, way to...
Just for 1 hour a day, apparently.
Feeding us a liberal...
Okay, there.
Are you there? Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I don't know what.
Ah! Oh, no. Well, that's not going to work.
Oh,
that makes me sad. All right, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to, because that's just going to be bad. Mm-hmm. Here's what I'll do.
Okay.
I'm going to text her and say, hey, your connection is really bad and keeps dropping. We'll just try again next time.
Oh,
I know. I hate that. I hate that.
But it's.
But what are you going to do if it's that bad? You can't fake
exactly.
It.
No, it's. You're right. You're right.
That's all right, though.
It's just a bummer.
That's okay. Look at this Thursday. We might actually end on time. That's an amazing idea.
Yeah, no kidding.
We are going to call Carrie, though. How about we do that?
Yeah, okay. Let's do that.
Because why not?
Stretch, Carrie. Stretch.
Yes, Carrie.
I'm going to give her the symbol to, like, really stretch it out.
Yeah, stretch it. Well, shouldn't have to stretch too much.
No.
We're about there anyway. All right. Let's get her on the line. Carrie, there.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Hello, Cleo. Your connection is way better than Wendy's.
Well, you know, it's Missouri, not Sweden.
That's true. Sweden, Missouri.
You could different. Have really had some fun with us, Carrie, and just went,
I can't hear you.
Yeah, you could have. Well, that was pretty good, actually. You kind of had me fooled for a second, even though I know Brian was making you do it. Cleo comes on the show on Thursdays and sums up the week. We missed you last time. You had a hell of a week, but you're back, and you're doing good. How's things? Everything good?
The world is slowly falling apart, but I'm hanging in there.
Oh, no, you know? Don't fall apart now. It's almost Thanksgiving. Let's all give...
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. Unlike Daryl, there's no way in hell I'm giving up coffee.
Mm.
Like, no.
Yeah. Well, just, sometimes you just need to, do stuff. Sometimes you gotta...
I might start adding stuff to my coffee at this point.
Well, plus, it's right there in your Twitter handle. You can't change now.
Right. It's coffee, please.
Misrepresentation.
Sure. How many... Let me just ask you a personal question. How much coffee per day do you drink?
About 4 cups.
Oh, that's a sizable amount of coffee.
Like 4 8-ounce cups or 4?
Oh, please. No.
You know, they say if you make out, tongue kiss Juan Valdez, you get 80 million cups of coffee per day.
That's right.
Ew.
Just a little callback there for you.
This is donkey that he carries around with him.
Well, hopefully it's the other way around. So Cleo is here to do it. And you always have these great little moments that we missed in the tadpole and otherwise from the week. And so we'd love to hear what you have this week. What is it?
Let's see where we can start with Johnny Depp at the awards ceremony sounding like a hot mess.
Yeah.
According to Jinxie Joe, Johnny Depp's new address is 21 Blow Street.
Oh, that's pretty good. It's pretty good. He was a hot mess. Ugh, I actually feel bad. Like something's wrong there because it didn't sound like just, oh, he's drunk. It was something more.
There was something else going on. Yeah. He may have done something before he started drinking is what I was thinking.
Yeah, could be. Anyway, I mean, I'm no substance abuse expert, but that to me sounded like a rough combination of something. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Let me see what else we got here. When we were talking about wine tasting and your bong noise, don't like bong noise.
Hate the bong noise.
Not that you'd know, but bong noise. I mentioned somewhere in the chat room that when you do a coffee tasting, you actually spit the coffee out.
Do you really?
Right. Yeah,
you do. Yeah. They give you like a teaspoon and like suck it in, grounds and all.
Ugh.
And you gargle with it or some horribly bad noise, and then you spit it out.
That's like you're eating dirt.
Yeah, pretty much.
Ugh,
so
I don't like that
Kretz
at all.
Said right before you guys explained what you do at the end of a wine tasting, how you drink it and you inhale through your teeth and look ridiculous.
Right.
Kretz said, so for a wine tasting, you're supposed to spit or swallow. And because it's the tadpole, our good friend Before Tank Girl said it depends on your sorority, which I thought was pretty good.
Oh, that's not bad. Not bad.
Well played.
Yeah, pretty good.
Well played. The best idea ever came up. Put this image in your head. Thank you, Free Rangers, for this. Nick Nolte and Gary Busey doing a buddy cop movie.
I would watch
that. Go get the bad guy. I don't know who I am. Where am I?
Yeah, I would watch that so hard. Oh my gosh.
That would be It would be like the oldest version of Dumb and Dumber ever made.
It would be the great, well, yes, even though that new one is pretty old. But yes, it's like a chance. That would be great, by the way. Like, I would not turn that down. We joke, we jest. They're two crazy, disheveled guys. But I would watch that movie. That would
I would
be,
too.
Would
I think
be
that
great.
Would be fantastic.
Yeah. Why not? Anyway.
All over.
Okay. And for the win, we're going to give this one to the following people because they all contributed. Don Kelly, Scully, Brain Goo, and Kylamus all produced today. Good answers to the question. What is the worst product placement stadium names you can come up with? Here we go. Hold on.
Hold on. I'm holding on for dear life here.
Okay.
Kotex Arena, where the Red Wings play. Nice. Someone said that Nintendo needs to buy a team someplace just so that they can have Pokemon Stadium.
Yes. That's right. Oh, my gosh. That's great.
Redskins Arena, Tanning Salon, and Casino.
Nice. Oh, man.
Dulcolax Stadium, where they release the talent.
Yeah, of course.
And someone said to buy season tickets at Cialis Stadium, where they're ready to play when you are.
That's right. But don't.
But if the game goes longer than 4 hours, call a doctor.
Call a doctor.
You can never play cricket there because you'll be 4 hours every time. Very nice.
The stick.
This is good stuff this week, man.
Yeah, not bad.
It cracked me up. Cleo, I hope your life continues to be caffeinated and stress free. All right.
Oh, Lord, I hope so. Because this week, my children are testing my patience.
By the next time we speak, which won't be next Thursday, because that's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That's right.
We'll hopefully things go well for that holiday for you.
I hope so, too. You'll only talk to me a few more times, and then I'm going to be out of town for a few weeks. So I will let you know.
Where are you going? There? All the way there, eh?
Is she?
All the way to Boston.
Oh, Boston. Sorry, cut out.
We didn't hear your response.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that'll be fun. Have fun there. Yeah. That's a bean town.
That's home.
Yeah, it's where it's where the party's at. Is that a good accent? Probably
Repack
not.
You can't have it yet.
Yeah.
I had a great accent. Don't
I
get
gotta
me
go.
Started.
Listen, I got. I drank too much beer. I gotta go take a piss.
Wicked piss.
A wicked piss. All right, Cleo, stay out of trouble. We'll talk to you later.
Bye
now.
Awesome.
All right. Brian, that
yes,
brings
sir.
Us to the close of our broadcast day.
Wow. Our broadcast morning, and then we'll have the rest of our broadcast day tonight.
Oh, that's true. We have TMSPM tonight. Let's not forget that.
Thanks to the patrons.
That's right. Patreon.com/TMS is where you can support us. If you have not yet, you still can. And it's a great way to help the show be awesome, and it continues to be. And part of that is the fifth show a week, which is Thursday evenings at 5:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Be here for the live stream if you'd like. If not, we'll put it up on the feed, and you'll get it probably in the morning. That's it. I think that's
it. What time will it be in Sweden for TMSPM?
Middle of the night for them.
Okay, never mind then.
I believe. Well, because here it's 5:30, or no, it's 5:30 there, or 5 or something. Anyway, whatever it is. And so, I think that's
it'd be like 2 or something.
2 or 3 in the morning or something. So we won't be doing that, but don't
forget
worry.
Forget that.
Yeah, forget that. F that is what I'd say. F that. Brian, people should know they can go to our website at frogpants.com/TMS. You can find the email address, themorningstream@gmail.com, because I just said it. And you can send us emails. That'd be great. On Twitter, Coverville, Scott Johnson, Morning Stream. There will be a new Boop show later today, sometime between Doctor Visit and TMSPM. And tomorrow, a brand new episode of The Instance, probably going to be a big one because it's you know, a couple of weeks now. Well, basically a week and a half with the expansion, and a lot to say about a lot of things. So be here for that.
I'll be listening for show.
Yeah, you will. That's going to do it for us. Brian, do you have anything else you want to add? Anything I'm missing? Anything you want to pimp?
No. Well, just the Coverthon a week, week and a half from now, Friday the 28th.
Blackest of Fridays. Yeah.
And going for 24 hours, me interviewing folks, playing cover songs, and raising money for Alzheimer's research and Coverville show operating costs.
And sitting occasionally. You're not going to stand the whole time.
I think I'm going to be staying the whole time because I was looking at the poker table setup and I was like, you know, I don't want to move all this stuff over there because I'd have to move both computers over there. I don't want to do that.
That sucks, yeah.
So it's going to be here. Maybe between now and then I'll go to IKEA and get that desk that raises up and down.
Oh, yeah. or just get a stool that's high enough something.
I've got a stool that kind of works. It's the one I use for a while.
You know, if you go to a store and they have extras, you can get a stool sample.
No. Oh.
Yeah. See? Oh. See where I went?
Yes.
Brian, fine. That's all good. Everyone should check that out. It's going to be great. I'll be a part of that some part of that day. Yes. Somewhere. That's it. I'll see you tonight. What's the music? What are we doing?
We are playing a song for Tim. Tim emailed in, said, I don't have a personal story, but I think this is a good choice. We need to mark the passing of musician Jimmy Ruffin. Jimmy Ruffin just passed away yesterday, and this is his most well-known song. He recommended a Ruby Turner version. I don't have it, but I do know he asked me if I know who Ruby Turner is, and I totally do because of her work with Jules Holland. She's an amazing, amazing singer, bluesy singer with a huge voice. She's great, but I don't have her cover of this song. The song I do have, the cover I have, is by Neil Hannon from The Divine Comedy. Great group, great British group. And Pugwash. Came from an album called The Shortest Night, which came out in 2012. It's a cover, like a movie, but it's a cover.
A movie cover.
of Jimmy Ruffin's best-known hit, What Becomes of the Brokenhearted.
Oh, I love it. Well, let's play it now. We'll see you guys tonight. Come on back. You hear?
Filled with love is a wonderful sight. Being in love is one's heart's delight. But that look of love isn't on my face. That enchanted feeling has been replaced.
As I walk this land of broken dreams, I have visions of many things. But happiness, just an illusion filled with sadness and confusion. What becomes of the broken hearted? Who I love that's now departed? I know I've got to find some kind of peace of mind, maybe.
The roots of love grow old.
Searching.
podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
Stop eating my sesame cake!